Hi, I'm Juliette Mayers. Welcome to Entering the Inspiration Zone with Juliette Mayers, a podcast for business professionals and entrepreneurs seeking positive connection and professional development. As an accomplished author, speaker, DEI strategist, and member of Forbes Coaches Council, I am living the dream, and I love helping others achieve their dreams. Each episode, I will share with you actionable steps that you can take to build the work and life you've imagined. Welcome. I'm so excited to have with me today, Elsie Flanard, the mayor of Podcast Town. And as his title says, Elsie is the king of podcasting. And so I'm so thrilled. I have the pleasure of working with Elsie and his production team, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation. Today, we're going to be focusing more on how Elsie amplifies voices that matter. So the episode is called Amplifying Voices That Matter. And I think you're in for a treat. In addition to podcasting, Elsie is an inspirational leader and someone who is always looking for opportunities to lift others up. So welcome, Elsie.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for that introduction. I'll have to have you follow me around. And I'm super excited to be here. I'm excited about the conversation and the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Elsie, as we always start with all of our podcasts, tell our listeners about you, who you are, and a little bit about your background.
I'm a country guy. I grew up in a small town. And when I say small, Juliet, I mean no stoplights, one grocery store, one gas station small.
That's small.
It's very small. So small, in fact, that you see the same person multiple times in the same day and you speak to them every time you see them. So that's small. But my upbringing was really cool because I never imagined, if you would have told me when I was growing up, that I would be able to talk with people from all over the world with different backgrounds, you know, multi-million dollar business owners and entrepreneurs, I would have laughed at you because we didn't even have internet at home. I'm that many years old, right? We didn't even have a computer at home. And so it was a really humble childhood where it was full of family, full of love, and full of women in my life that really supported me and believed that I could do anything. My grandma probably believes in me more than I believe in myself. I could tell my grandmother, hey, grandma, I'm going to build a rocket ship and fly to the moon. And she would be outside waiting with her purse. And so unfortunately, it took some time for me to kind of get that belief from myself. And so I didn't think that I was smart enough or that I could afford to go to college. And so, you know, it was my junior year before I even decided that I was going to go to college. Long story short, ended up going to college for electronics. Did that for several years because I knew I wanted to be married and I knew I wanted to have a family because I didn't feel like I had the family I deserved growing up. So I wanted to break that cycle and change that. But I knew I needed an education to find work so that I could support this family that I wanted to have. This is my teenage brain planning this out. The plan worked. I was married early, beautiful wife, Victoria, and had a couple of kids. But the latter part of that strategy, Juliet, was taking a little bit longer than I anticipated. My plan was get married, have some kids, find a job. And then the second that I could do my own thing, I was going to quit that job and do my own thing. So the first part of it, working flawlessly, found a girl in eighth grade, all through high school, got married, had some kids and was doing the whole thing. But my side hustles just wouldn't work. I couldn't figure out how to get the revenue high enough to quit the day job. So I said, man, I got to do something different. If I do this same thing for another 12 years, then I'm going to be old and it's going to be too late. And so I said, I need to get around business owners so I can learn from them. So I said, I got it. I'll start a podcast and I'll ask them all the questions that I want to know.
So wait a minute. So when was it? Because podcasting, at least from my standpoint, seemed like it was just coming into its term the last couple of years, but I think you must have started a lot further back. What year was that?
So this was 2015-ish when I first started to plan. I'm a planner. I never just really just do anything. And so 2016 is when I actually started the podcast. And so, you know, I would ask them questions like, when you were working your 9 to 5, how did you transition? Or how did you go about lead generation and marketing and all the stuff? And eventually, one of my guests said, you know, Elsie, you're pretty decent at this whole podcast thing. You should help other people do it. That had never occurred to me because I didn't have a strategy or plan other than just learning.
Right. But I guess I want to back up a little bit because you said out with the specific goal of first create a side hustle and then turn it into a full-time gig and passion. And so my question is, why did you want to do that?
Yeah. Again, I've known from a very early age, as early as 13, 14, two things. I wanted a family and I wanted to own my own business.
Okay.
Everything that I did was to those two ends.
And was that because you thought having your own business would help you to be in charge of your own career, your life? Did other people in your family have their own businesses?
No, I didn't know any business owners or entrepreneurs, but there was just something in me when I would look at other adults in my life and how they made money and lived, it just never really clicked with me. And then when I thought about retirement, I'm like, that makes zero sense. Why would I work for 45 years? And then maybe if the market holds up and situations are good, then I can, I'm like, no, I would rather live that life now. And then, and so from an early age, it just didn't really work with my mind. It just something this in me didn't think that that was the path for me. So,
okay. But you did have a formula. You had, and I did read your book, and I think Flame Starter is definitely an inspirational book. And it's great that you clearly live your values in terms of your beliefs and so forth. And so what struck me there is, and perhaps this is something that played into your drive and wanting to pursue the entrepreneurship journey, is this EMIT principle. And now I know what it is, but tell our listeners what it is and how you apply it within your work.
Yeah. So one of my big things is transformation. I am morbidly motivated by the fact that I'm going to die.
Oh my goodness.
And what I will not have is any regrets, any gift, any talent that is in me to be in there when I leave. And so transformation, it happens based on three things: your level of education times your level of motivation times your level of inspiration. That equals your level of transformation. In other words, let's use a really popular example, right? I want to get in shape. That's the transformation I want. But if I don't educate myself on what I need to do to get in shape, or what does in shape mean, right? Round is a shape, or I'm not motivated or inspired to do it, then I'm not going to achieve that transformation, right? But I could have some level of education, some level of motivation, and some level of inspiration and get a level of transformation. But what I'm all about is maximizing that level of transformation, right? So making sure that you're maximizing the education, the motivation, and the inspiration so that you achieve your maximum level of transformation. And so that's sort of how I approach life. That's how I approach business. That's how I approach everything.
Wow. And so how did you come up with that? Did you sit around one day and thought, whoa,
well, what did the acronym is? I'm big on acronyms and alliteration. So it just stands for EMIT. And when I think about EMIT, it generates a response in me that I want to, when people come in contact with me, I want to emit the confidence, the collaboration, the energy, the passion, right? And so that concept came to me and it kind of stuck. It's like, yeah, that's what I'm about. I'm about helping people to emit.
Terrific. I like that. So what are some of the lessons that you have learned? I know you have had a wide array of jobs on this journey of yours, from janitor, fast food worker, and of course, much more sophisticated roles as well in terms of your entrepreneurial ventures. What are some of the key lessons that you learned?
That's a great question on a couple of different levels. I've found that no matter what you do, how you do it is the thing that matters most. Whether you are working at McDonald's, whether you're sweeping the bottom of a barge, or you're helping entrepreneurs achieve transformation, how you do what you do, in essence, the flame starter mentality, is the key that's going to determine where your trajectory lies in both in life and in business. And so I've learned that having the right mindset helps you to succeed no matter where you are. That's the common thread when I think about all the experiences that I've had. when I shifted my mindset, I became a better teammate. I became a better leader. I became a better person just by shifting that mindset.
Love that. Love that. I am a firm believer in that myself. We all have somewhat similar experiences, right? So if you're in an organization where you're working with a lot of people, you're probably experiencing the culture the same way others are. And if you're an entrepreneur, you're having a similar type of experience. How you approach it and what you do with it in terms of your mindset absolutely makes a difference. So I think that is a very, very powerful insight and makes a lot of sense as to why you went on from those beginnings to be successful.
Can I add one thing, Juliet?
Absolutely.
The other thing that I've learned is that the better I know who I am, the easier, or the simpler, I should say, because simple doesn't mean easy, the simpler life becomes, right? When I know who I am, but more importantly, know who I am not, it makes it really easy to make different decisions. Again, it makes it really simple, I should say. Not easy, but simple.
And there is a difference, right, between simple and easy. And so that is really clarity, right? So when you have that clarity, it helps to simplify the process. And from that simplification, I read this and paraphrasing, but from your book, that also gives you a certain kind of motivation and inspiration when you have clarity on where you're going and what you're doing. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because now you can recognize opportunity, right? And not just an opportunity, but the ones that are right for you.
Exactly. That alignment. Terrific. So I want to switch gears a little bit here because I think this whole notion of really amplifying voices and particularly giving a voice to those sometimes who may not have a platform is very important. And so I want to get a sense of how do you ensure that underrepresented voices are heard and valued on your platforms?
The main way is through just teaching and coaching. We launched the academy side of the business a couple of years ago for that reason. So that one of the sayings that we have is the place where every voice is heard. So not just voices who can afford to be heard, not just voices who are mainstream, but anyone who has a voice, we want to be a place where a meeting ground where they can come, they can learn about content, they can learn about podcasting and video and audio and how to craft a story and all the things that go into messaging and getting your voice out there. So the Academy, the heart behind it is we want to play our part in making sure that anyone who wants to have a voice, they have the ability to do that.
That's terrific. And so the Academy, tell me a little bit more about that. How do you select people? How many people get to participate in the Academy? Give us a flavor of what it's like.
Yeah, it's basically, so we have two options. We have in the studio where I'm sitting now, we have a training room where we can go to the whiteboard and kind of map out A to Z, how to podcast and how to market, monetize and produce. And then we also have an online version as well where they can do it. It's a self-paced virtual learning.
Terrific, terrific. And how many people are in the Academy at any particular time? Is it a sort of a small group intensive kind of thing or?
Yeah, so the online is, again, it's on demand. So it could be as many people as needed. The in-person, we usually have smaller groups from 10 to 14 at one time. And we usually try to do 6 to 8 weeks at a time.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's very good. So thank you for explaining that. I think giving back and also mentorship and bringing others along is so important, and it's part of helping to lift other people up. So thanks for the work that you're doing there. So what are your future goals? You've achieved your dream, right? In terms of you're now the mayor of podcasting and have a lot of wonderful clients and so forth. So what are your dreams? What are your goals next?
So our goal is to be the largest digital audio network in the world.
Love it. To be the largest digital audio network in the world. Terrific. Fantastic. And how do you go about identifying and amplifying the voices that matter?
I think for me, it's just being the best partner I can. So whether that's through the Academy or through our residents, we call it clients residents, just being the best partner I can and understanding that everyone is at a different stage in their journey. So my heart is that if we do our part and support a resident and folks that we are working with, then that helps them do what they do easier so that they can amplify and get their voices heard better.
Yeah, because I know one of the reasons I started looking into podcasting, Inspiration Zone, my firm, as you know, we're really strategists and help companies with diversity, equity, and inclusion strategies, thought management, brand leadership, and so forth. And so part of podcasting to me, it's part of a strategy. It should be one of the ways of getting your thought leadership out, lifting up others. And so I see it, and I've been doing it for 2 years now, as a very powerful tool, and it's wonderful to hear from others. But you also had mentioned to me how important it is that you thought for people who are looking to both build a brand and those who are looking to get a broader audience, how it can be a tool. And in addition to that, one that can be monetized. So this is not a commercial, so I don't want you to go into all the details of it, but but I do want you to comment on what you have seen in terms of the podcasting as a tool for thought leadership and lifting others' voices up.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that everyone should have three brands. There's your personal brand, there's your media brand, and your corporate brand. Podcasting is a fantastic way to accomplish all three with one platform, if that makes sense. And this economy, this market, we're in the attention business. No matter what you do, if you don't have attention, it doesn't matter what you sell. It doesn't matter what you're producing. If you don't first have an audience to nurture, cultivate, and monetize that attention, then it doesn't matter what else you're doing. So I'll say that. I've found over the years that podcasting is probably the number one way that I've built and nurtured relationships, which if you're in business, you know that your number one currency is your relationship. So for me, that's the number one benefit, is just the ability to build those relationships and to cultivate them. You know, it's not about being salesy. It's not about pushing your product or your service. It's, you know, simply about building relationships, adding value, and connecting people to opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Also a great opportunity, as you had mentioned previously, to talk to some very interesting people who you may otherwise not have engaged with, right? And so I think that's really important. And is there anything else, Elsie, that you want to highlight?
The biggest thing that I always like to leave people with is self-mastery. On its surface, people look at it and they say, well, that's selfish. But really, there's a reason why when you're on an airplane and they're giving you the safety instructions, they say, if, Lord forbid, the oxygen masks come down, put yours on first. Because if you don't and you can't breathe, then you're no good to anyone else. I found that entrepreneurs have a tendency to put everybody else's oxygen mask on first. And then we end up sick physically. We end up sick mentally. We end up sick emotionally. We end up sick socially because we're not taking care of ourselves. And so I always like to leave people with, focus on making sure that you're good. Understand the triggers and the flags and the warning signs of burnout when you know that you're not optimal, you're not where you need to be mentally. Seek out coaches, seek out guidance, seek out trainers that can help you maintain and make sure that your oxygen mask is on, because without you, there's no vision, there's no business, there's no awesomeness that's going out into the world. So take care of yourself so that you can operate at your maximum transformation and bring your brilliance to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific. So I'm going to take a minute or so just to do a quick recap from our conversation. And when I am done with that, I'd like for you to tell our audience how they can reach you. And we'll also put that information in the show notes, but would love to hear from you right after this. So just to start off, we started this conversation in terms of amplifying voices that matter, talking to the mayor of podcasting, Elsie Flinard, the third. I didn't mention that before, but for the other Elsies out there, want to be clear which one we're talking about. And, you know, I think some of the things that struck me, of course, the humble beginnings and not staying in that frame of mind, but really pursuing excellence and having a vision early on, which is something that really can translate to anyone, how important it is to have a vision for yourself and for your life, and also finding a way to take that vision and bring it into fruition. And that came in this particular instance from mentors and also coaches and so forth. The other thing that I think is really important is that you said is around mindset. And I know for me, that is fundamental to anything that I do. And I'm glad to hear you say it, because it's something that anyone can use to change their circumstance. The situation around you may not change, but your approach to it certainly can change. And that's another very powerful nugget. Another one is clarity. And I use the word clarity. I think you might have called it something slightly different, but how important it is to have clarity of purpose and what direction you want to go in, because then you can align your actions and the things that you're doing to bring that focus to it. And of course, the importance of teaching and coaching, which I mentioned before, but also in a way where people are lifted up, and to use your term, to be a place where every voice can be heard, which to me is really about inclusivity and making sure everyone feels valued. And the work that you're doing around the Podcast Academy, in this case, you talked about what you're doing to what I would call democratize podcasting to make sure it's accessible to people who may not necessarily have the means. But whether that is for podcasting or for something else, it's a charge to each and every executive, leader, or person out there to think about how you can be useful to others, how you can help others achieve their dreams and to really build them up. And lastly, but certainly not least, this concept of self-mastery, of it not being selfish. And I absolutely agree with you on that. But how important it is for us to continuously learn, grow, and podcasting as a way to help to support and grow that. So I want to thank you for all those wonderful nuggets, Elsie. And I also want to thank you for joining me here on Entering the Inspiration Zone. So tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Yeah, the easiest way is via email, mayor@podcasttown.net. And I hang out on LinkedIn a lot.
Terrific. Terrific. So once again, thank you, Elsie, for joining me on Entering the Inspiration Zone.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us on Entering the Inspiration Zone. Until next time, we would love to hear from you. So if you'd like to join our mailing list, please send an email to info@inspirationzonellc.com. That's info@inspirationzonellc.com. And be sure to put podcast in the subject line. Thank you and have a fabulous day.